This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Mokarum Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, you know exactly who to call. Take that number down, 281-222-2222. Also, tell you every day about that Odyssey app now. Make sure you download it, Audacy. We've had a lot of action on these airwaves over the last handful of days, handful of weeks with the Texans in training camp. And you never know, man, if you pop on. And maybe you missed a segment, something you wanted to hear about. There's a rewind feature there. You can pop back and listen right there in the moment. Also, every segment is podcasted and put right there on the Odyssey app for you individually. So you don't have to listen to the whole show. You can go to whatever topics tickle your fancy. There's also a ton of content on there from a podcast perspective. For you as well, and you never know. We may have another one of those events coming up where we give away $20,000 and a trip for four to Vegas for a big basketball tournament. You never know. That may pop up. So I tell you what, Audacy, if it were me, I'd download that Odyssey app. Keep us on your hip. Take us wherever you go, and give us a listen every now and then. We greatly appreciate it. Boys, it's become my mission. What I needed to happen last night with the Astros happened.
Come your mission, huh?
Well, I'm going to circle back to this Chaz McCormick thing every day. Clearly, there's some folks that agree with me. I put it on Twitter last night. What in the hell has Chaz McCormick done to the Astros brass? And it created a little fodder, a little back and forth. But what I needed to happen last night with the Astros happened, right? The Astros got that dub, first and foremost, most important thing. They got a dub. Number two, they scored 7 runs. Scored more runs last night than they have, I think, in the last 5 games. Maybe even 6 games. Maybe more than that. 7 runs last night. Had 12 hits, man. Mm. Jason Alexander, 5 1/3, baby. Stayed hot. That's four really good, solid outings. Is Jason Alexander for you, has he gone from just kind of an experiment here to a guy that could potentially help you? Definitely going to help you chew some innings the next several weeks, but is he a guy that you think could be an emergency starter if you needed him?
God, I hope not.
Hope not?
I just hope that as you get Lance back tonight, you get Javier, you get Eric Geddy, you hope those guys step up to a point that he doesn't have to be called to do that in the, like the playoffs,
yeah,
the postseason game.
Well, I hope to as well, but I'm saying if that doesn't happen, are you nervous as hell if he's got to start one?
Yes,
you are.
Yeah, okay.
So he's still got work to do
for playoffs.
Yeah,
he's eating up these innings. Oh,
well, yeah, he's eating up innings, and he's had what was it? The Yankees? No, the Red Sox. Was it Red Sox? Mariners, I know, was in there. He said two or three of the last four have been against good opponents. Not in the playoffs, in the big moment. But I just wonder, can he work his way into anybody having any level of confidence in even being a piggyback guy in the playoffs if
piggyback,
it comes down to that?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
He's there. Okay,
yeah, piggyback.
I like it. So we got a win. We got seven runs. We got 12 hits. We got Jason Alexander going 5 1/3. So we're good to go, baby. Let's ride. Jacob Melton went 0-3. I don't mean to pile on Jacob Melton, but damn it, you have to take this one. You have to wear this one, Jake.
He did have a walk and scored.
Yeah, you can count that if you want to. Jacob Melton, 0-3. Jacob Melton is now hitting 161. I mean, he's going to drop below the 160 mark. His OPS, 426. Some buck ain't hit a home run. I mean, I cannot continue to watch my Astros trot his ass out in center field. And as you mentioned, I believe there's a lefty pitching tonight. Is that correct?
Yep.
There's a lefty pitching tonight for the Baltimore, I almost said Ravens, Baltimore Orioles. I don't think Chaz will get any run against the Ravens either. But the Baltimore Orioles, which would scream you need a right-handed bat up there.
Yeah.
I got to see Chaz McCormick in center field tonight.
I'm sure you will. Yeah, the righties, man. Get the righties in there, the lefties. Yeah,
I mean, I hate that it's come to a point where we get Chaz McCormick in center field only if there's a left-handed pitcher and it's just the perfect timing.
Yeah, I think Chaz sneaks in
after a win last night. You think Chaz sneaks in?
I hope for you. Yeah, well, they got to believe Chaz and Melton are at least the center fielders are platoons. They got to.
I mean, Chaz ought to be used to it. He's been platooning with a 160, 170, 180 hitter his whole damn career. He ought to be used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
What about your big boy Jesus Sanchez in right field going 5-for-5? You think with that left-handed pitcher in there, they may go to the right, they may go to Cam Smith.
I'm trying to prepare myself for it, that he is out of the lineup. Trying to prepare myself for it.
Do you think he is, though?
Yes. I think they're serious about the righty lefty thing. And listen, I'll be honest, I get it. There are some lefties that are not good against left-handed pitching. Many of them. I can understand the situation of maybe, you know, Jesus and Cam and, you know, whoever else. There's a platoon there. When there's a lefty out there, then it's Cam Smith. And there's a righty out there. I just think when you go 5-for-5, and you're that hot, and you hit everything on the screws.
I think he was, what was he, 0 for his previous 18 or something?
That's all right, he came right in, baby.
Yeah, no,
five
I agree
for five,
with you.
Hit them all on the screws. You go 5-for-5, you got to play tomorrow.
What's the outfield look like for you tonight?
I'd say.
I think you're wrong. I think Sanchez in left field.
I'd say Chaz, Cam.
Chaz is in center, Cam's in right.
Cam, Chaz, and.
Hey, you're about out of options, man. You got to hit Melton or Sanchez. About all you got, unless you're gonna slide Dubon out there. He is a righty.
Yeah, Dubon or Altuve in the outfield.
Yeah. And Urias at second, another right-handed bat against that lefty. So you think he gets squeezed out?
Yeah.
That's gonna be painful to watch. We're gonna have to add that to the list. Back to what we talked about yesterday, Ron. That's all I want the Astros to do. We just put your best lineup out there. Quit trotting Jacob Melton's ass out there.
They trotted him out there to a win.
I mean, come on, man.
I mean, you go 5-for-5. You just gotta.
I mean, because now you put me in a spot of like, I mean, Jesus Sanchez 5-for-5, and then you're gonna put Chaz McCormick out there, a guy that you clearly don't trust. None of it makes any sense. But at least last night with the Astros, we got the dub, and I can feel comfortable complaining and bitching about Chaz McCormick not.
I'm just saying, Chaz went deep, baby. Hit a home run that one game, catch off the wall. It was the Chaz McCormick game. I believe that's what Brian McTaggart said, and he set the next day.
He ain't done nothing but pitch since. Here's it's Ron Ugly. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. And let's jump over to the Texans real quick, Ron. This is the offensive line situation with the Texans is becoming interesting. Look, what they end up doing, they've got five tackles. Nick Caserio said, man, Nick said, we got five tackles if you look at it. Trent Brown being a guy that we haven't seen practice. and then the four guys that we have seen practice. Blake Fisher, Titus Howard, Cam Robinson, Ariante Ursary. They got a surplus of tackles. What are the Texans going to do, right? Titus Howard was at guard. They couldn't even get a good enough protection for the quarterback to have good, solid practices. What'd they do? They had to bump Titus Howard out to tackle. It cleaned things up a little bit. Wasn't perfect. Cleaned things up a little bit. And it looks like Titus Howard is going on week two of being the right tackle. Now, Cam Robinson gets healthy. What do you do? Cam Robinson, Ariante Ursary at left tackle look to be competing. Titus Howard appears to be staying at that right tackle position. And I don't think this is just a happenstance, some injuries, the numbers, and are allowing Titus Howard to play right tackle. I'm looking at this, and it sounds like Titus Howard is the right tackle of choice, and it sounds like Titus Howard is playing some really, really good right tackle. Here's C.J. Stroud on his offensive lineman, Titus Howard.
Yeah, I think Titus is, you know, his presence felt at tackle. You know, he's doing a really good job being firm in protection, using his hands, using his length. I think he's done a great job, and he also going to let you know about it too, which I think is cool. He's a dog, man, so I'm really happy for that guy, really proud of him. And, you know, he wants to have a great year. He told me, you know, he wants to be a Pro Bowler this year. He has a lot of expectations for himself, and, you know, he's answering that, right, when we practice against guys like him and Danielle and Will every day. I think he's done a good job.
Well, look, Pro Bowl may be a little bit of a stretch, but I like hearing that from him. I would love to
you
see
have
it.
Them goals.
Well, no, I love the goals, but I'm just saying personally, I'm not going to sit on here and tell you that I'm talking about Titus Howard being a Pro Bowl tackle. I'd like to see him play tackle. I'd like to see the team commit to him at tackle, which appears what they're doing. C.J. Stroud talking like hell, he is the right tackle, no doubt about it. And that is a transition I would love to see. Ron is the Titus Howard that can now come into his own. You know, there's no Laremy Tunsil there. Titus Howard is I think there's an opportunity to lead this team. I don't think there's any super alpha in there that's walking in the room. There's an opportunity to lead, and now all of a sudden, does Titus Howard become a guy that's a dog? Does Titus Howard become a guy that plays and expects to play at a Pro Bowl level, and it looks like he's going to play guard? That would be, you know, we're looking around talking about Laken Tomlinson as a guy who's probably brought in here. D'Amico probably knows he's a little bit older dude that is longer in the tooth, a little bit more physical approach, probably a little bit more of a leader. Ariante Ursary, we've talked about his kind of demeanor, his aura, if you will, is probably got some alpha tendencies in it. Money-wise and experience-wise, and if we're being honest, probably talent-wise, Titus Howard should probably be the one that has the best opportunity to step up and be some level of a bigger leader in this room, shouldn't he?
Well, yeah, he's your best offensive lineman at multiple positions, so mm-hmm. obviously, Clint, you know that accounts for something. That's why I think Laremy Tunsil was the biggest influence in that room, because he was the best, right? And so I think the guys respect him as many years as he's been there. I think it's there for him. I mean, you got other guys. Everybody else should be fighting for at least looking over their shoulder. He's the only one that you would look at and say, all right, coming into this sucker, I know I'm going to be on there. Like, I don't know if David Andrews, you know, knew or Jay or whatever Andrews' first name is.
Jake
Andrews, David's his brother. I don't know that he came in there to start this thing off saying, I know I'm going to be in there. Yeah. You know, even Blake Fisher, I know I'm going to be in there. Anybody, I think Titus is the only one. Even Laken Tomlinson was competing early. He's the only one who knew he was going to be a part of the five. And, yeah, I think it's primed and ready for him to kind of take over from that leadership perspective.
Well, when you hear D'Amico and CJ both talking about the offensive line and talking particularly about Titus Howard, it sure seems like there's a lot of confidence there.
I think there should be.
Well, yeah. I agree. Like, Titus, how about that? How about Titus Howard going from, all right, I'm going to bite the bullet, I'm going to play guard, and it looks like he's going to play guard, and he's embraced it, to, hey, boss, we need you to bump back out to right tackle. He's got to be on cloud nine right there, right? And then all of a sudden, the word on the street is that the offense is able to practice and able to get off plays because Titus Howard is slowing down the pass rush a little bit. He's got to be on cloud nine right now. And I, look, I, as I've said before, I know I'm higher on Titus Howard than a lot of people are. Some people are completely out on him. I get it. I want to see the guy play a season at one position. That's it. I want to see the guy play the position for a season and not bounce from right side to left side. I tell you what, it's really to each their own. I don't care what anybody else out there thinks or says or that covers a team or that's just a fan. It doesn't matter to me.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Critical. Like, critical to the point of a guy can't play or shouldn't play, of a guy that's played right tackle, left guard, back to right tackle. He literally has switched sides of the ball and position in the same season. Like, it's hard for me, given the piss-poor offensive line play that we've watched, it's hard for me to arrive at Titus Howard can't play.
I will say the one thing is it does. It looks like he has moved out to being the left tackle. The one thing I do watch and wonder is it seemed like, and the thing that I really gave him, I think, a lot of credit was, yeah, dude, you're a right tackle. He's not silly. He knew at OTA that he was the best tackle on the team, I think. As we heard CJ just say it in that cut, and he'll tell you about it. I think he knew he was the best tackle on the team.
He ain't never been one that'd tell you much about it. It hadn't seemed like one that'd tell you much about it.
I don't know. I heard John.
I like it.
I heard John Harris saying earlier today on Payne and Pendergast saying, hey, he said he came up to him. He said, you see me in them one-on-ones with Hutchinson?
Oh, he asked him about it, huh?
He told, you see me in them one-on-ones? But, so I think he's known that. My one thing is, we clearly, at least to us, it appeared he did things with his body to get prepared to play the interior.
Yeah.
Like, he looked bigger. Easily looked bigger. I wonder, does that affect him moving back outside where he's got speed rushers? That's the one thing that I do. Clearly he hasn't thus far.
Right.
But that's the other thing.
Well, old buddy's been a good soldier, man. He's been a good soldier. He's done what he's been asked to. I mean, I think if you follow him on Twitter, you know he thinks he's a tackle and he's been willing to play guard. I mean, I want to see him play. I want to see him play well. I want to see the whole line, because I'm a fan of the Texans. I want to see the whole line play well. But in a vacuum, I want to see Titus Howard play. I want to see him play well. Texans, Lions, they square off in Detroit. At 12 o'clock, Ford Field, Detroit, Michigan. Not sure how many starters we're going to see. Not sure how long you're going to see even the twos. This is a monster game for backups, for the depth on the roster, for guys that are going to be 48 through 53. It's a big, big day for them. We shall see. But I do think you're going to see – I think you're going to see some guys that you recognize, some names playing early. And it may mean – more. This game three may mean more than a typical game three, preseason game three for the Texans, what it typically means. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's there's still some battles. There's still some battles for position and still some battles to make this team. And it'll be one to watch coming up here tomorrow in Detroit. All right, Clint. Lineup is out. Jacob Melton's not in it, so there you go. Should feel better about that. We'll tell you what the lineup is. And Lance is back. Lance McCullers is back on the mound, surviving, and I mean surviving that blister. We'll let you know about that. And if you haven't heard what the big fella did last night, he's getting close, fellas. He's getting close. We'll discuss that coming up next. A lot of Astros news as they get ready for game two of this four-game set against the Orioles, as they have a two-game lead now in the AL West over the Mariners. The lineup is out. Lance McCullers, who will get the ball tonight. Apparently someone said I was on crack. I said that my boy Ron still has faith in Lance McCullers and not Alexander. My boy Ron is on crack. Yeah, I don't have faith in either one of them. Be honest with you, I think it's pretty clear that Lance has more experience and better stuff.
The ceiling's a little higher.
Then Jason, and if either one of them were to, if you'd tell me, all right, Lance, get it together, or Jason here, I would go with Lance. That would be my thought. But no, I don't trust either one of them. But Lance makes his first start in over a month. The lineup tonight, Clint, Pena at short, Correa at third base. The DH tonight is Altuve, Walker at first. He went deep yesterday. Also, Yainer Diaz, he went deep yesterday. It's 18th homer. He is behind the plate again. Urias is at second base. Dubon is in left field. Cam Smith is in right field. And McCormick's in center.
There it is. Look at there. And, I'll be damned. Look at there.
According to... according to Chandler Roma of The Athletic, Cade Popovich is a left-handed pitcher. So Jesus Sanchez isn't playing against the left-handed pitching, even though he did have five hits last night.
There you go, boys. There you go. Trade for a guy that even if he gets five hits, man, if a lefty comes up, he's out of the he ain't gonna play.
And with no bunt hits.
Trade for an old part-time outfielder.
Sometimes we overthink it here. In my opinion, I don't know. Who knows, man? Maybe Dubon or Smith just goes ape tonight, and they go 5 for 5. I just, I don't know, man. I got to see how hot you are before I sit you down. I got to see how hot you are. I know he's not great against left-handed pitching, but my goodness, he's seeing things differently. Whatever. But that is the lineup tonight for Lance McCullers. It wouldn't be an Astros conversation if there wasn't injury news. And Bennett Sousa is en route to Houston to be examined by the team doctors. Joe Espada said he complained of elbow pain after his outing on Tuesday. The Astros hoped it would it would go away after some rest for a couple of days. It did not.
They did hope it would go away.
It did not. So they have placed him on the IL, Clinton. He is, I mean, he was a big piece. We were talking about what. How do they get to Abreu? He was somebody that we suggested. No longer, so. But don't worry, they did bring in Craig Kimbrell.
There you go.
He'll avoid down there. So the bullpen takes yet another hit. Bennett Sousa is going to the IL with elbow pain that he complained of Tuesday. So wouldn't make a lot of sense if it wasn't a Astro going to the IL. Here's some interesting news. Good news, but interesting news. Last night, Yordan Alvarez, who was in the lineup, and he went 3-for-3 with two doubles, two runs scored, and an RBI, which took him to 5-for-7 in his rehab starts. He is getting the start again tonight in left field. Playing left field tonight for the Hooks. Getting him in the outfield, huh?
Yeah, man. Give him a little run in the outfield. He'd be all right.
Tell him don't dive. Play everything off the wall.
Man, let the guy play baseball, will you?
Don't dive. Play everything off the wall.
Man, y'all let the guy play baseball? Will y'all let him play catch a ball in the outfield? Will y'all let him slide into second base? Will y'all let the guy play baseball a little bit?
I'm just saying, Clint, if there is a ball that is tracking to the wall, play it off the wall. We don't need any dives ahead, but he is playing it. I will say at least it shows they feel really good about him right now, that they would put him in the outfield. They feel really good about him. I don't know why he'd come up here and play in the outfield, but they feel really good about him in the outfield, and he is going to make a start. He probably begged his way out.
I'm all for him sliding to second and playing outfield, guys. For the record, I am A-OK with the guys playing baseball. But that is an interesting deal. You got a guy that has a stress fracture or had a stress fracture that has become inflamed multiple times over a 3-month span. And I do wonder, with him being as big of a presence and player and hitter that he is with this team, hands down the best hitter on his team, changes the entire lineup.
Yep.
And he's dealing with a right hand fracture inflammation issue.
Mm-hmm.
I do question how smart it is to play him in the outfield, period.
Yep. Again, I'm going to ask you, like, how many times is he going to play in the outfield out here? Maybe he does. Maybe they play him in the outfield to get Altuve as the DH. I don't know. I mean, I'm wondering.
I don't typically mind him playing the outfield. I really don't. But I do, as he's trying to come back from something, why would you risk him diving for a – I mean, with a hand like that, I mean, he could literally try to catch a ball and foul ball in the net in the fans or something and hit his hand. It's his right hand. Hit his glove hand on something. And hurt it, you know, inflame that thing again. So I do question how smart that is. Now he gets back and he plays for a while and he's good. And hey man, we're in a big critical series down the stretch and we need you to play so that we can DH somebody else and get our best bats in the lineup, maybe even the playoffs. That I'm fine with that. But right now in a rehab stint, it seems like a interesting approach. A risk, that's an unnecessary risk to put him in the outfield. The running the bases and sliding stuff, I'm okay with that. Like, to me, that's part of baseball. You can't hit and not do those things. But to choose to put him in the outfield?
I don't know. There better be some real guidelines.
I mean,
Clint, that comes from the top. That's not the Hooks manager said, right. Yeah, that comes from. that was the old Hooks manager.
The Hooks manager said, I'm going to really push the envelope here, boys.
Really run a bit. Text line coming through. For the first time in a long time, I agree with my boy Ron. That's not true. You don't need to play the outfield. He needs to swing the stick. Yep. Yep.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't get it. I don't. Whatever. But
I will say the thing, though, I don't know if this is how great this is. The thing that should make you feel better is
they, I would imagine, Clint, they have no concerns of restrictions with him right now if they're willing to run him out in the outfield. And
he feel really good about
and
it.
You would imagine maybe if tonight, back-to-back swing in the bat goes well, that he's in Baltimore, like Dana said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you were.
I can see a line shot getting hit out there, and he's got to catch it with that right hand.
See, that's not the one I'm talking. He lays out.
He'll dive.
That time in Atlanta in that World Series where they had to put him out there, and he ran smack dab into that wall.
That old short wall.
Let's just pass that up, man. Yeah, let's pass that up. Hopefully it's good. I am in full hope that not a single ball is hit that way.
Yeah.
He gets his two at bats in and get his ass out. Let's roll and put him on a plane immediately to Baltimore. But
let's get through this one. No inflammation. Let's ride.
Yep. So that is the latest there. Someone texted in and said, don't you guys know how bad Sanchez is against left-handed pitching? Yeah, I do. I just simply said to me, man, when it's Dubon or Urias out there, I'm going to take a chance on the guy who just went 5-for-5. I don't know. I just want to see how hot he is. I do for me. And went 5-for-5 last night. And every one of them he hit on the screws. Every last one of them. I don't know.
Would you like for me to tell you how bad Jacob Melton is against any pitching?
Well, Jake's not in the line.
Well, I'm just saying that frame of thinking. I mean, it's, you know, would you like for me to tell you? You got to look far. 161, whether it's a lefty or a righty. Now, to your point, to the Texas point, Jesus is worse versus lefties than Jake Melton is in general.
No,
but that line of thinking doesn't seem to apply to certain guys.
I'm just saying, man, you got a bunch of, let's just be honest, you got a bunch of low spades in there. And I mean, if one of them low spades just went 5-for-5 last night, let's take a whirl at him. That's me. Let's take a run at him. So, I got you. Yeah. I'm wondering, did he run into any lefties yesterday? I just, in those five at bats.
I was thinking about that myself.
I'm trying to think. What was that? I want to go back and watch that double that he hit. I feel like there may have been a lefty out there. Not sure. But there's a lot of Astros news there as Yordan is playing in left field tonight. Bennett Sousa is on the IL and headed back to Houston with elbow pain. So look out for that. And Lance is back, returning for the first time in over a month. Coming up, the saga in the sports world that I didn't know could get any crazier appears to have gotten crazier. Now we look at this situation turning real serious. Should really big decisions, like I'm talking moving away from the team, start to come into the thought process? We'll discuss that coming up next. Yeah, I had to go back and look at it, Bryce, during the break, Clint. Yeah, his double in the gap, maybe his best swing from Sanchez last night was off a lefty. Again, hell, if he was one for four, if he were 2 for 5 last night, I'm with you. That man went 5 for 5, and they're struggling to score runs, and they've got a lot of interchangeable parts and Jacob Melton down there in the outfield that they can choose from. And I gotta put that cat back in.
Hey, took 7 runs off the board in that in a stretch too when you were getting shut out. Not the 7 runs would have mattered, but he did rob a grand slam and a 3-run homer in the same game.
Yeah,
pretty good defense too.
He pissed one of them dudes right off.
But hey, get that righty in there, man. Which I'm fine with, by the way, Cam Smith being in there.
I mean, maybe. Just
generally speaking, the 5 for 5 and batter wise hot, I could ride with that as well. But I can sleep at night with Cam Smith being the.
I slid Dubon in there at second base.
Oh no, yeah. Oh, there's no question. I would have found a way to keep him in there.
Sanchez over there and left. That's what I'd have done. But you know, whatever. We'll see what happens. Hopefully they get a dub. That stuff, boy. I wonder if Sanchez knew it. Yep, going back to the pine today.
Oh, there's no question.
He better come in as soon as a righty comes on the mound. As soon as one comes on, he better be up. All right. The story of the day right now is Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons. Clint, this thing has been taken up a notch. You are uniquely qualified. You have actually set across from the table on multiple occasions with Jerry Jones as you played for the Dallas Cowboys in the early 2000s. So you know Jerry a little bit. Well, he's a Razorback too. And so you got some ties to old Jerry.
Yeah.
And listen, this whole situation now, we're a few weeks ago, Micah Parsons through his agent and everything, asked for a trade. It doesn't seem like they're close. Said sides haven't been speaking to each other. Said the agent and Jerry haven't even spoken. Those are all the reports that have come out. Well, Jerry has been making the rounds now, right? David Mulligan and Micah Parsons is speaking through his social media and more or less just, you know, the cryptic quotes.
He's using sign language now. Apparently, an Atlanta fan just said, "Hey, man, come play in Atlanta." And he said, "Y'all call me."
Retweeting, yeah, emojis. Like, he's going that route. Jerry's just going doing a tour. Jerry's
podcast tour.
Oh, yeah. And he doesn't sit down just for a few minutes. He sat down for over an hour with Michael Irvin, sat down for over an hour with Stephen A.
See, he's got
he's 83 years old, all that.
But, Ron, he's got a documentary selling, see? And he's got to talk about that documentary, and in the way he gets that documentary to then go viral.
I ain't seen a damn thing go out about that documentary.
But a way to tease, hey, go back and watch all of that Stephen A. Hey, go back and watch every bit of that Mike Irvin. The way to get people's attention is to say something about the hottest topic in sports, Mike, so everybody's going to go listen.
Yeah. Stephen A. put out an hour and 17-minute video.
Did he?
Of his time with Jerry. Jerry sat there for an hour and 17 minutes. Jerry is a dude. You get He like Bill Walton. Just lob out a question. He'll take it.
No question.
He'll take it. Well,
if you got a camera, Jerry will stay. If you got a camera, Jerry,
Jerry's sitting here. All right, this was if you missed it, Jerry kind of went in and talked about his perspective of the contract dispute, where it is, and he kind of lays out how he has seen this thing get to the way it is right now. Here's Jerry Jones on YouTube with Michael Irvin.
Yeah, Mike and I talked, and then we were going to send it over to the agent. And we had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees, everything. We were going to send it over to the agent. And the agent said, don't bother because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, I'd already negotiated. I'd already moved off my mark on several areas. And so the issue, very frankly, is we've had the negotiation in my mind. And the agent's trying to get his nose in it right now and try to come in there and improve off the mark that we'd already set. No. It's the mama daddy deal. You go into mama and she won't do it. And she's the boss. So much. She won't do it. So you run into daddy. Daddy says, do it. And then you go back in, say, mama, daddy said it was all right. It's the old mama daddy deal. We've all been there and done that. Well, we've got this deal resolved in my mind for the Dallas Cowboys.
I know Michael Irvin, who loves Jerry Jones. As soon as he started into that mama and daddy scenario he plays, I bet Michael is sitting there. Oh, God, Jerry, shut up. Shut up, Jerry. You know how people are, shut up. Well, who's mama and who's daddy? Listen, I think Jerry, I said this about Rick Pitino. When Rick Pitino tried to express to us, the public, that he had no idea, a control freak, that there was a brothel being run on the campus at Louisville. He had no clue. His assistant coaches ran it, but he had no clue that that was happening to get recruits to Louisville. I would always say, Rick, you can't now become conveniently dumb. And Jerry, you can't become conveniently dumb here. You know good and hell well that you're not just going to sit down with Micah Parsons and then just send over something y'all concocted together without his agent and just have his agent to go ahead. Hey, man, we've already got this thing together here, man. Just go ahead and sign the papers so we can move on. You know that ain't going to fly. And everything he is saying, this is taking up another notch. Do you think we're getting to a point where Micah and David Mulligetta should take this thing up a notch, whether that is sitting out games and withholding their services, because that's the only leverage that he has right now? Because Jerry has made it very clear through multiple interviews, he's a Dallas Cowboy for 3 years.
Yeah.
And that is it. Should they take this thing up a notch and sit games?
Yeah, look, I mean, the Cowboys, when you're a Micah Parsons caliber player and you're with the Dallas Cowboys, you're at the top. I mean, you are set up for success when you're done playing. I mean, you're not going to go anywhere and get the level of attention that you're getting there. You're not going to get treated the way you get treated there anywhere else. And so that's the carrot that Jerry always has to dangle, right? The sitting games thing, I don't see that happening. Like I think Micah would play. I don't think Micah is a guy that could sit and watch.
Pull a Chris Jones.
I don't think he could sit and game. Watch. I don't think he could sit and watch.
Pull a Emmitt Smith, sit too.
I don't think he could do it. Now he may. I don't know. I just don't think he can do it. I mean, he can't even hold out a training camp. I mean, he's finally stopped. He's hoodie on at camp. Oh, did he leave?
No, he's not left. He's just not practicing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's holding on in. And hanging out. Yeah, he's holding in.
Yeah.
I don't think Micah could do. Now, should he? I don't know. I don't know how far off they are.
He just said the agent is a third party that's trying to get his nose.
Well, Jerry doesn't have any. This is the one thing I think this has gone further than any of the other negotiations that Jerry's had, but I think Jerry's A-OK with it because he's getting millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of advertising once again. It is the lead story, and it will be the lead story until Micah is playing again.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, I mean, he has said it. Like, hey, man, we're a soap opera. That's the glitz and glamour. Won't you talking about us? But this seems to have. And we talked about this before. This seems to have gone in a left place that we haven't seen it with others. Like I and Jerry don't. I'm sure he doesn't give a damn. But Jerry looks like, to me, a point looks like he's trying to take advantage of him. Like that. Like to me, there is a space where this looks different than all of the other stuff. Of like, hey man, I'm gonna get. Let me call. Let's call a meeting. Because if you listen to what Micah said, that he thought he was coming into some leadership thing that they were talking about with right. the team, and he got in there, and now they're in there talking about numbers and years and everything like
well,
that.
Well, that's the part where I don't think Jerry thinks that whatever he discussed with Micah, which I do, I believe that there were probably some significant discussions about contracts and monies and guaranteed monies and maybe even, hey, man, well, let's get this thing signed. But I don't think in any way, shape, or form Jerry ever thought we're going to get this done without negotiating with an agent.
Yeah. And I think
that is so far out in left field and so far-fetched that it's
– And you said it. He doesn't really love working with agents, but he ain't – I mean, he understands. Like, he know he's not rolling over here thinking, oh, we got a deal, and he's just going to sign it. Try that, Jim Crane.
I just don't think Jerry – like, that part is where I think this becomes – part of the advertising monies, the free advertising, you know, opportunities that he's getting. There's no way he's that. Like, Jerry knows he's not going to. He's not going to send a deal to Dave Mulligan and say, hey, man, sign off on this, make it official. We've already decided on it. Come on, man. Jerry knows that ain't how it works.
David said, we still got some negotiating. I've already done my negotiation.
Jerry's like, no, well, I've already got off, moved off my starting point. Where I was going to start the negotiation, I've already moved off that point. There's no going back now.
Come on, man. What started?
Jerry knows it.
I don't know, man. As Jerry said, the ball is now in their court, and I am really intrigued to see their next move. All right, coming up, Lance McCullers gets the ball. I know many people are just fired up about that. We'll give you everything you need to know about the Astros. There is some injury news and some Yordan news. If you haven't heard, we'll let you know all about that and get you ready for this game against the Orioles, and get you prepared for the Texans as they get going for their final preseason game as we continue right here live, 5 o'clock fire next on the drive.